You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Wally and Ray are in the building as always. Will T is out. What else can I say? That's typically the case. But it's victory. I don't want to call it Victory Monday because it's not Monday.
Monday for us
and
Tuesday.
I don't know when you're going to be listening to this
podcast.
But for
us, it's Victory Tuesday.
You might be listening to it on a Friday, but thank you for listening regardless. But we got a big show for you.
Yes, we sure do. Again, Ray's talking about what happened, what went down on Sunday. The Skins beat the Carolina Panthers 23-17. Great victory. AP, he did the darn thing with 96 yards rushing. And Lex, who's going to be on eventually, we were talking that during the game. We both were at the game. We're talking about how, you know, he should have got more carries. But yeah, AP was the real MVP. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Just search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Will T ain't here, but he would usually say this. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins defeating the Carolina Panthers 23-17. Then our Fox Sports Radio Skins reporter, Felix Trammell, will join us to talk about the Panthers game as well. Then Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to talk Dallas Week. The Cowboys are scheduled up next Sunday, so you know it's Cowboys Week, so you know it's real serious out here. Finally, Mike Harge, co-host of Bottom Line on iHeartRadio AM 1300, The Zone, will join us to give us intel on the Dallas Cowboys. His show is based in Austin, Texas. But first, Sunday, the Washington Redskins defeated the Carolina Panthers 23-17. What are your thoughts on the game?
I, first of all, want to say that both of us picked the Redskins last week.
Sure did.
Because we thought it was a winnable matchup. Yeah. And then when you're coming off such an embarrassing loss, you know the team was going to come out pumped up at home. One thing that impressed me was I felt like the team, based on what I saw, the coaches prepared them for this game. And listening to the telecast, were you in person, by the way?
Yeah, I was impressed.
Okay, so you were in the press box. Mm-hmm. I was watching the broadcast on TV. They were saying how Jay Gruden seemed more locked in than they've ever seen him this week after that embarrassing Monday night loss. And I said, you know what? That's great because we talked about this at length last week. Jay Gruden just doesn't seem like the type that prepares well for games, doesn't motivate his team. This week, they seem motivated. Josh Norman looked motivated against the old team, which wasn't a big storyline because Josh Norman hasn't played well to this point.
And that was the storyline. And you know,
was it? We didn't really discuss
him not playing. We didn't talk about
him not playing well.
Him not playing well
was a storyline, but not him going against the Panthers, though, right?
No. That wasn't really a storyline.
That's what I was saying.
Real talk, that wasn't really a storyline. The storyline more was, you know, he got benched the first play in the second half of the New Orleans Saints game. And, you know, people thought that was because of performance. But word was that he had his headphones on when Jay Gruden was addressing the team. And that was more of a disciplinarian action. But that was more of the talk was, you know, his relationship with Jay Gruden and the coaching staff.
I'm glad that the defense got turnovers early.
Yeah, Josh.
That cushion in the first half helped him seal the game because the offense didn't play well in the second half, which has kind of been a trend, it seems like.
Yes.
But those three turnovers were critical. Mm. Feel bad for DJ Moore coming back home.
I know. Two fumbles.
It sucks.
I know. Two fumbles.
it sucks, but you know
what?
That
kid's going to be special, though, man. I think he's going to be good with Cam down the road.
He's an excellent talent. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those games where he was probably anxious being in front of friends and family, as it was pointed out as we were watching it. But those turnovers were key for the Redskins. That jumped out at me. The middle of the field was open, though, too much.
Mm-hmm. You mean in terms of the defense with the defensive line?
I like Zach Brown, and I think, you know, he tackles well. I'm just worried about the linebacking corps as a whole, though.
Yeah.
Ioannidis played well, but again, pass rush was not the best in the second half. The middle of the field was open. He looked accurate, but as you saw, when you got pressure on him, he wasn't.
Yeah.
So you got to get pressure on quarterbacks. You got a tough task coming up these next several weeks with the Cowboys, as we just discussed, which I know we're going to talk about that with Dak. And then my Falcons will be coming to town very soon as well.
Yeah,
but
high potent offense.
You have to get pressure.
And, you do.
And I was worried. Cam didn't run wild like I thought, though.
Yeah, some people think that was North Turner more than Cam. A lot of people think that was North, not Cam.
Maybe it was. Mm-hmm. I told you last week, a dual threat scares me going against this Washington defense.
Oh, yeah.
But Mason Foster did make a good solo tackle down in the red zone on Cam, which prevented Cam from scoring. Mm-hmm. But still, he's a weakness in the passing game. I'm sorry to say it. As much as I like him as a hard worker.
He is. I mean, you saw it in that game. So, you know, what I thought about the game was, you know, we talked about Adrian Peterson, 17 carries, 97 yards. To be honest with you, I'm not the only one who thought this, and a couple of folks in the press box, we were all talking about it, that this game shouldn't have been close if Jay decided to feed Adrian Peterson some more. But after, you know, hearing, you know, some of the talk after the game, you could tell that Adrian Peterson was in so much pain in terms of the shoulder separation, also a banged up knee he had, that I think that Jay didn't feel like leaning on him because of that situation. But again, he was effective throughout that whole game.
He played well. Again, you were watching from the press box. If you watch when the camera zoomed in on him in the red zone, he was breathing very heavily, but that's because they were running him. And he's in great shape. So I was wondering, are they putting too much pressure on him at his age?
No, I don't think they're putting that much pressure because he's not getting
that much pressure. But are they relying too heavily on him?
Well, not to be honest with you, they're not relying on him enough.
Well, at his age, you shouldn't be giving him but so many carries. How many carries do you think he's averaging? 20
years old. He's 33 years old, man. You don't know how many
football years, brother.
I know. I'm saying no. My point is he's been playing well. You don't know when it's just going to like bottom out. You might as well run it to the wheels fall off. At the end of the day, like he's your most talented player. And he's not going to be on this team for how long? I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think Adrian Peterson is going to be on this team next season. So why not run him out till you can? Because this team needs to get W's. They need to stack up on W's. Again, AP was effective in this game. This game should have been close. I mean, we talk about it like the turnovers that Josh Norman helped provide with the interception, the strip as well. Like this team had plenty of an opportunity to blow this game out. And there was opportunities when you thought that Jay got a little pass happy where he should have fed Adrian Peterson the football.
In the second half.
Yeah. I mean, so to me, 97 yards is cool. I mentioned like averaging 5.7 yards a carry against the Panthers was cool. But at the end of the day, that could have been far worse. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, you give him like – if you give him six more carries, he could have – like 120, 150, and that to me the game is not even close. Cam doesn't get that last drive because, like you said, Ray, I felt that, you know, Cam was starting to get a rhythm because the defense was getting no pressure. They didn't decide to bring any pressure in terms of blitzes or whatnot. They played coverage, but you saw on the last drive that they decided to bring some pressure, and then Cam wasn't accurate. I think that's something they have to look into in the future. This front four isn't getting pressure with no extra man coming out. So I think now they're gonna have to think about bringing in Mason Foster on some blitzes, or even that was tough. take him to the J. That was tough. Mason Foster on some blitzes and Zach Brown. But again, I think this is a game that they needed and they won.
I was upset with the defense also, and this goes to the D coordinator. Mm-hmm. They weren't dialing up enough blitzes
in
the second half.
They weren't. I'm saying they weren't.
The Panthers were.
No, yeah.
And the Panthers' blitzes were effective. And I was shocked that Alex Smith just didn't adjust as a quarterback. I don't know if it's Jay or what, but that was what really miffed me. I said they're getting ready to give this game away.
Mm-hmm.
I was concerned, but overall, good game. Strong Panthers team that's never out of a game, as the Giants learned the week before. But on the road, it's a little bit different for that squad.
No, I definitely agree. So. You're listening to Urban Sports, saying Wally and Ray. Reports are out that the Cardinals are trying to trade Patrick Peterson, and the Raiders are trying to trade Amari Cooper. Do you think they would be that? Those are players that the Redskins should be interested in.
Patrick Peterson, definitely.
Yeah.
How could you acquire him is the question.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Would you give up a Josh Norman to see if you can get him? Because you know Josh Norman does have ties with Wilkes, the head coach. The Cardinals.
True.
He used to be
true.
His coordinator out there in
I think
in
people
Carolina.
Who really know football will be okay with that deal. Mm-hmm. If you're just loyal to the man himself, which some fans are, unfortunately, then you're not going to want Josh Norman to be traded. But I think he should be.
Yeah.
you're getting a younger cornerback who is still at the top of his game and might be the best corner in the league.
Yeah.
I can't necessarily definitively say there's anybody better than Patrick Peterson.
Mm-hmm. I posed this question on Twitter about Patrick Peterson and also Amari Cooper at JB. Most of them, JB Rod said they don't have the assets or cap space.
Yeah,
really,
see, that's what I'm saying. How can you make it work?
Fat Mondo said, if they had the cap space, I'd trade Norman for Peterson, a third and a fourth round pick.
Whew. Man, now you don't want to regress. I don't know how long he's going to be on the block, but you got to see how the next few weeks unfold. They need to not let their guard down, prepare the right way, really have that same edge that you had for this Carolina Panthers game, mm-hmm. Preparing for Dallas. Reason why I mention this, because if you win a few more ball games, you remain at the top of this division, which is very winnable, then maybe you don't need to make a move. Maybe you continue to develop the guys you have and ride this season out, make a nice playoff run, and maybe you can build in the draft next year. Do it the right way. Keep your picks.
How about Mari Cooper? Would that be a player that you think they should target?
I'm still in the faction that Dez should be a target.
Okay.
You wouldn't have to give up anything for
Dez. Good point. Good point.
You can sign him. I think Dez at some point is going to get desperate. His agent is going to make a move because mm-hmm. right now it seems though he's still holding out for more money.
Because you know you got Crowder out. Crowder looks like he's not – He's struggling with injuries right now, and that's a talented wide receiver you don't have on your
team right
now.
I will say that Doxson was targeted more this game, which is a good sign.
And Jay said that, though.
And you have to continue to build that chemistry between him and Alex Smith. Maybe he has that breakout game you've been talking about. We laugh at him. We call him the secret weapon. Some people think he's the soft weapon. but no matter what you think, he's got to build confidence. Right now, his confidence isn't there. I can see in his body language.
Yeah.
But he's so athletic, though.
I think Jay did a good job by trying to get him started. I feel like that should be the formula down in the future with Josh Doctson.
And it can work.
Get him some slants. So, you know, it's like basketball, right? When you hit you may hit a couple layups, and all of a sudden, now you feel good about yourself. Now you're hitting threes
right.
and whatnot. So it's something to warm him up. You know, give him a couple slants, some easy passes, and then you can kind of go vertical with him.
And them slants are going to be important coming up. This Dallas defense can blitz, and they're one of the top defenses in the league.
Yes,
so you have to prepare for the possibility that your offense may give up some turnovers just because Dallas is that good at forcing turnovers. Mm-hmm. And they're going to provide that offense, which has struggled up until last week against the Jaguars, out of all teams.
Yeah.
They've struggled to put up points.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, it's Cowboys week. Cowboys beat the Jaguars 40-7. Finish the sentence for me. The Skins beat the Cowboys if...
The Skins beat the Cowboys if you... run the ball effectively. Mm-hmm. That's been the formula this year, right?
Yes.
With Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson.
I'm not going to say with the trio of backs, even though I think P-Ron needs some time, but whatever.
I think he should get a little. I think he should. With the way Adrian Peterson is feeling right now, I think they should give P-Ron some burn. Or Capri Bibbs, to be honest with you.
You control the clock. You also limit that Dallas pass rush with manageable third downs. You have a third and two.
Yeah.
They're not going to be dialing up blitzes as much because,
I agree.
Hey, you're gonna leave your corners one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key, if you ask me. Their offense is not the greatest, but you got to stop Zeke as well. And that's it.
For me, it's always about Adrian Peterson, right? Like that's like my boy, right? According to you, that's my dude.
According to me?
No, you're right. All right. If the Skins beat the Cowboys, if Adrian Peterson gets about 15 carries of carries and gets 100 plus yards. I mean, I feel like if that happens, if AP gets 100 plus yards, this team has a good opportunity to beat the Dallas Cowboys, but that won't be easy. The Cowboys, like you mentioned, Ray, the Cowboys had the fourth best defense in the NFL. The Cowboys, their defense is tied for second in the league for allowing the fewest yards per carry, which is 3.5. So this Cowboys team defensively hasn't been strong. I think, you know, a lot coming into the season, many thought the Cowboy defense would be okay. But to be honest with you, it's been one of the best defense. It's an early season. Has been one of the best defenses in the NFL. Also, we saw a little wrinkle against the Carolina Panthers. I do want to see this team continue running their three tight end sets. I think you get an opportunity to keep the Cowboys in a base. I know Tatum's a beast. In a base, base defense, you'll have Jordan Reed, Vernon Davis, in situations on passing routes. Them going out against probably safeties and inside linebackers or outside linebackers or whatnot. And also, it kind of reminds me of like the New England Patriots with Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. If you can use them that way, I feel like you can get some favorable matchups against the Dallas Cowboys. But yeah, I just think, and you mentioned about Zeke Elliott, like the Skins winning if they contain Zeke. I won't say you can stop him, but if they can contain Zeke,
I love Zeke.
I mean, if they can contain Zeke and put the pressure on on Dak. They have a good opportunity to beat the Cowboys. To me, if they can put the game on Dak's shoulders, I feel like the Skins have about an 80% chance of winning the game.
last year, that was one of the games I covered, was the Cowboys here in D.C., and mm-hmm. I was in the press box, and really, Dak had one of his worst games. Yeah. I know that personally because he was my fantasy quarterback. but again, Ezekiel Elliott, you can't bring him down with the first hit. They're going to have to come to tackle.
Exactly.
Many were talking about how Devin Funchess mossed Quinn Dunbar.
Oh, she sure did.
Now, this week, you face a different challenge in the slot with Cole Beasley, who had a monster game last week against the Jaguars.
Fabian Moreau has a step up. He's played well this season. I've liked the way Fabian has played this season in his second year. He's a guy that, you know, a lot of people said before the game against the Carolina Panthers that he was the second best corner on the team. But he played well. And on the last pass of Cam on that third, on that fourth down play, Fabian made the key, you know, the key play for them to turn down. I mean, you know, for them not to get the first down or a touchdown. Was that a first down? It was a first down play they were going for. It wasn't an end zone target, was it?
It wasn't an end zone target.
Yeah, it was a first down. Sorry, excuse me, for the first down. And Fabian made a big defensive play on that play.
That's how you win playoff games. That's how you win championships. Yeah. You make plays at the right time. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be the best the entire game. But
you don't.
On that last drive. But that's the scary part, though, is you allow a team to drive down that easily, though, which scares me.
It does.
Now, see, again, I'm an Atlanta fan. Atlanta always drives to, what, like the 10-yard line or even closer and can never score. And, again, in the playoffs last season, remember the Eagles beat Atlanta mm-hmm. by only a few points. Atlanta was in the red zone, mm-hmm. had four cracks at it from inside the 10 and can't score. And the Eagles going to win a Super Bowl. That makes such a big difference.
It does.
Like I said, I'm not an anti-Washington guy. I just feel like there's some things that they need to fix now and you have to win the games you're supposed to. You win this game, you're in the driver's seat in the NFC East, period.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I don't think you're saying anything that's wrong, you know, you not being a Skins fan or whatever, or being an anti-Skins fan. I think you're speaking facts. We asked the same thing on our Facebook page. You know, the Skins win this game if Dwight Parker said run the ball and set up play action. Agree. I think you definitely have to run the ball. Marcus Roberts said if they can run the ball and the O-line will give Alex Smith time to throw the ball, and naturally the defense has to play well, beat the Cow Babies.
But see, here's the thing again. If you run the ball effectively, then you won't find yourself in third and nines and third and 11s. You minimize the penalties. And on defense, you have to stop Zeke. That's the key to beating the Cowboys.
Zeke
has a big game.
Yeah, it's
going to be hard to beat the Cowboys.
You ain't winning. In a Redskins Facebook group called Washington's Redskins Fans, Richard Lewis said they show up and play their hearts out, and AP gets 100 yards rushing. It's all been told you. AP, man. AP's a popular dude, man. Real talk. AP's a popular dude.
I can't argue. He's your best option at running back. I can't sit here and argue it. I still feel like I said, I think P. Ryan out of all people. I've been arguing for Fat Rob because I'm just being a little loyal to him. Uh-huh. But you get him involved, and I think this is critical, man, that you have more than just AP because, mm-hmm. as you said, he's battling injuries. You got to think about that again at his age. But AP is your best option.
Our own Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM Hopewell, Virginia Skins reporter Felix Trammell will join us for the first time to talk about the Panthers game as well. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene for Aegis. You dig? Deuces. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are Ray and Wally. Will T is out. Right now we have Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia's Redskins reporter Felix Trammell on the line. What's up, Felix?
Hey, what's going on, Wally? How's everything tonight?
Everything is good. So, Felix, I mean, we were at the game together. What were your overall thoughts on the Skins' victory over the Carolina Panthers?
I think the 2018 version of the those are how the Redskins are going to win games. Defensively, running the football. I was early impressed by the team just because the way they were able to put the Monday night behind them,
mm-hmm.
and they were the aggressors offensively and defensively to that whole game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was the biggest takeaway from my perspective, is the Redskins just looked more assertive and sure of themselves.
Felix, what's up, man? This is Ray, your other Upper Marlboro brother. Yo, Josh Norman also had a bounce back game this week against his former team. What did you think about him?
Norman's got a lot of ire from the fans because when you sign a contract, they expect a cornerback, to have 6-7 interceptions and have all this flash. But Norman has been a substitute corner for a long time. There have been games where he hasn't done much because teams don't even throw in his side of the field.
Mm.
So he's always had problems with smaller, faster receivers. And secondly, he always kind of, there's sometimes he tries to make the hero play. And that was the big play where Breeze broke the record. He jumped a route and he's supposed to carry the guy down the field. But Sunday, you could see that he had took it personal and the rest of the defensive backs had took it personal for him. And even on that play where he had the interception, he kind of jumped a route. It was a double move and he jumped it, but he was able to recover.
Mm-hmm.
But he's always been good in the run game. He's always been a cornerback who can tackle, who wants to tackle, which is still kind of rare.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a leader of the team. So his bounce back was tremendous Sunday.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team. Right now we have Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia's Redskins reporter Felix Trammell on the line. So Felix, staying on Josh Norman, you were at the press conference. Did he seem like a guy that felt kind of good about himself, knowing that, you know, he finally had his big game? Do you think there's some relief off of his shoulders? Say, you know, like now I can play football?
Yeah, I think the relief was the biggest thing on his face. He generally smiles and kind of goes on diatribes, if you will, when mm-hmm. he talks. But you can see the general relief on his face. Mm-hmm. He felt attacked throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the Twitter spat with Michael Thomas, and then D'Angelo Hall, which I think D'Angelo Hall would hurt him more because he really did look up. He does look up to D'Angelo.
Okay.
And so you can kind of see that on his face, that relief, that ha, I can still play. I can still affect the game in such a way like he did that first half.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a relief. He's like, this is what I can do when I'm put in the right situations to do it.
So we talked about, you know, how the Redskins won on Sunday. Ray and I have always had this debate about Adrian Peterson. This debate on how important he is to the Washington Redskins. How important do you think AP is to the Skins, you know, to the Skins in terms of wins and losses?
He's going to be vital. And that's amazing to say for somebody who was sitting on the street in August. If this was Darius Geis and we were getting this production, everyone would kind of be like, okay, yeah, this is what we expected about time. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, the Redskins have drafted running backs in 3 of the last 4 seasons early, and they hadn't worked out. But AP has a mentality, a workman's mentality, that brings maturity to the offense, just like Alex Smith. So a lot of the teams saw him play with that separated shoulder and that banged-up knee. And you could see a couple of times when he got in the open field, he didn't have his full stride. But he was still looking for contact. He was still, there were times when they should have had a loss of 1 or 2, and he gained 2 or 3. And people don't realize how important that is to the scheme of the game. So Adrian Peterson going forward is probably the second or third most vital player on the offense as far as the offense producing. He's probably the second or third most valuable player on this team right now.
Yo, I don't disagree with Wiley. We've had our fun debates about Adrian Peterson. I just think, and first of all, both of you guys are like lifelong Redskins fans, so it's hard for you all to be objective. It just is. Adrian Peterson is obviously Hall of Fame running back. His resume speaks for itself. How he's playing this year does speak for himself. But at his age and the mileage that he has, I keep saying this over and over again, I don't think you overly depend on him because you can wear him down. You got to use P. Ryan and some guys behind him, even if AP is your best option.
Now, he had 19 carries Sunday.
He had 17. 17. He had 17 carries Sunday.
That should be his target. 20 carries mm-hmm. should be the target for AP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I agree with them using, they should use Bid more, not T-Ryan. They should use Bid more. When Thompson comes back this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
let Thompson do the passing stuff. Let Bid get those carries. 20 should be about where you have AP.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell and Nate Dogg that. Tell Nate Dogg that. He's saying just ride him to the wheels fall off. Hey,
well,
hey, Ballhead Brothers.
The 1 year rental thing. There are going to be some games in December. Like, I'm just banking on the schedule when the Redskins play the Titans,
mm-hmm.
the Eagles play the Jaguars, and I believe the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
All of them good defensive teams, not really good offense. So you're going to need him in December. So I think you do start to mortgage his carries a little bit just because you do need him down the stretch.
No, I totally
and
agree.
And trust me, I understand. I'm a Texas Longhorn fan. I watched Adrian Peterson in college. I did not like Adrian Peterson. I respected the athlete, but I did not like him.
You like him now, though?
I do like him now.
Of course.
I can say that.
Of course.
Same with Trent.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad you like him now. But hey, Felix, before we let you go, let our listeners know something about your content on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and also how they can catch you on social media.
You can follow me if you want to get your kind of in-depth analysis of the team. I talk with a lot of the players, a lot of the agents, just to find out, you know, not just the normal blah, blah, blah that you hear, but find out the truth of what's going on with the players and the team. So you can find my articles on the website. You can follow me at HTTR and Blessed on Twitter, or you can just search my name, Felix Trumell, on Instagram as well, the same handles. Feel free. I love the dialogue. Soon, next week, I will be adding my featured. I'll be breaking down some of the plays for the team, and that analysis will be put up there as well. Just so you can just get a breakdown and kind of learn the game. As you can cheer on, but you can kind of understand what's going on and what's the game plan and the scheme that the Redskins are offering each week.
Hey, Felix, man, you know, we appreciate you. Hopefully going to have you on throughout the season, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
I have a blessed one. Again, that's my man, Felix. Felix from Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM.
Play Bibbs. Nobody knows what to do with the running back situation.
Look, man, we all know that AP is the man. He is the man. He is the man. And Felix has great content also on the website, so make sure you check him out on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Check out the website and check out Felix's great articles about the Washington Redskins and, you know, good in-depth analysis about what's going on. Only reason why we're laughing is because Will T says the same darn thing. My in-depth analysis. That stuff is hilarious. But anyway, it's Cowboys Week. Lex Downs from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces.
I done did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Fuck the system, I'm that bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all, I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough, it's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate with my drink, this my day. Lucky you, hope you do. Woo! Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Give me some room, give me some room, give me the juice. How about the coupe? How about the coupe?
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host, Earl Wiley and Ray Wiltie's out right now. Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network's on the line. What's up, Lex?
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing tonight?
We're good, man. How are you doing, man? You know, you feeling good? The Skins beat the Carolina Panthers, man. How you feeling?
Hey, listen, man. Tonight is opening night of the NBA.
Come on, Lex.
So I'm excited about that. And the BET Hip Hop Awards. I mean, come on, guys. You not watching the hip hop? You not watching Cardi B?
Cardi B?
You not watching Lil Pump?
Cardi B's my girl, but you know, I know it's the NBA, and I'm actually watching. You know, we're watching some of the Boston Celtics game, but still, at the same time, man, the Skins just beat the Panthers, man. You were talking about almost having a heart attack on Sunday, man. Let's talk about that, man.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell you guys something. I don't know what's going on with the Redskins. I knew a week ago on Monday night, the team that showed up was not the same team that showed up on Sunday against Carolina. But I'm not going to be mad because I'm happy they showed up against Carolina and they really impressed us, got the victory, beat Cam Newton, which was, you know, we didn't think that was going to happen at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we saw, again, I think you and I had this conversation at the game, what we saw is Washington can run the football. And when they do, they have success. That is the successful remedy for Washington if they're going to have success this entire season. They've got to find a way to run the football.
No, I totally agree. But you know, this week, I mean, Sunday was Sunday. We already know what this week's all about, man. It's Cowboys week. All right, this is what it's all about. For us growing up being Redskin fans, Cowboy week has always been like the week of sheer importance. Are you excited about Cowboys week?
Listen, I would have been even more excited and the owner had signed Dez Bryant this week and filled FedEx with Redskin Dez Bryant jersey during Dallas week. That would have been the best present we could have gotten going into this homecoming week. And I tell you, I'm excited. I just don't know what teams we're going to see on Sunday. Are we going to see the Redskins that played Monday night? Are we going to see the Cowboys that played like week one? Are we going to see the Cowboys who dominated the Jaguars or the Redskins who dominated the Panthers? I don't know, but all I know is anytime Dallas and Washington play, you can throw the records out because it really doesn't matter. It's going to be very interesting because we have a real good defense this year. And, of course, Dallas has Ezekiel Elliott, and you know Dallas is going to feed him a lot on Sunday.
Yeah, Lex, it might come down to who has the more effective run game, which is very, very interesting. I'm thinking that Adrian Peterson, who's a little bit banged up right now, he needs to be relieved a bit more. You got a Samaje Perine guy who looks healthy in my eyes as watching him on special teams. But I'm just frustrated that I don't feel like nobody else is getting an opportunity behind Adrian Peterson because he is 33, got a lot of miles.
He's so good.
But he's very reliable, though. Of course, he's a veteran, and he's a Hall of Famer. You got to play him. He's your best option. I agree with Wally now. But it comes down to who has the best running game. Ezekiel Elliott might be the best running back in the NFL. So does it solely come down to stopping him?
Well, first of all, let's put this on the record. Ezekiel Elliott is not the best running back in the NFL.
Todd Gurley is. Yeah, agreed.
So let's not give Dallas fans anything to hype themselves up even more than they already hyped. They already think they are American teams. But I think the Redskins have a good shot of knocking off the Cowboys on Sunday.
Oh, the confident Lex is back.
He's back. He's back.
But you're keeping it real, though. Go ahead, bro.
I just need the offensive line to hold up. I just need Alex Smith to be able to get some time so he can be able to, you know, survey the field and get the ball down the field.
Yeah, but see, Lex,
go ahead.
My bad. Real quick. Here's the thing, though. If you run the ball effectively, you can have manageable third downs, and you won't even need to have Alex Smith going downfield, per se. If you have a third and two, you can run play action. You can run slants. You can get the secret weapon involved. It's that simple to me. Run the ball effectively.
It sounds simple, but at the end of the day, we still don't have the wide receivers that we need. Jay Crowder didn't even play. He wasn't even you know, in uniform on Sunday. Mm-hmm. The secret weapon was there, but he was not as effective as we are expecting for a first-round wide receiver. And then we've got these new guys that are trying to, you know, fill some space. We need a number one receiver, and we need it desperately because, obviously, the tight ends, which Jay, I think, did a good job of kind of switching things up, putting in the two tight end set with Vernon Davis.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, I thought it was very good. I mixed that up.
Yeah.
And I think they may need to do more of that and even bring in the other tight end.
Sprinkle. They had a three tight end set. I thought that was good. I mean, that's a good point that you mentioned. I thought, and I mentioned it earlier, I thought that this team, what they can do to kind of negate not having the true number one wide receivers is play Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis and Sprinkle. Have sets like that, having them in jumbo packages, forcing any defense to play their base defense, knowing that they're not playing nickel, and they're not playing quarters, and they're not playing dime. They'll be more in their base defense. So you'll have Jordan Reed against a linebacker. You'll have, you know, Vernon Davis versus a linebacker or a safety, and you know Sprinkle could be blocking down, and you can still have a wide receiver out there on the outside. So you kind of negate any base defense to put like, you know, and any base defense to have to dictate what they want to do. And then you can run out that one. You can run out of that set if they do try to go, you know, a nickel or dime or a coverage style of play. And then you'll have an opportunity to have like a monster, you know, a monster running game if you run out of it. I think that's it. I thought that formation was good for this Redskins team.
It was very effective. But I think on Sunday, Washington needs Alex Smith to show up. He needs to be the best quarterback on the field on Sunday. And I think last Sunday, and actually the last three games, Alex Smith has not been the best quarterback on the field. Aaron Rodgers outplayed him. Drew Brees outplayed him. And even Cam Newton, I think, outplayed him. You know, the edge stretches, it looked like, you know, Carolina had a chance to win that game on Sunday. I think it was a couple of bad, you know, decision-making by the coaching staff and some bad throws by Cam. In Carolina, you know, they had an opportunity to win. But Alex Smith has to play better. I think Jay has to put him in better situations so that he can be more successful. He's a mobile quarterback. You know, we need to run more read option plays for him. You've got an established running game with Adrian Peterson, and I think we really need to start using the play action a little bit more and be more effective offensively. And we've got to score touchdowns in this league. If you're going to win games, you got to score touchdowns. The top teams, Minnesota, the Rams, they score touchdowns. If we're going to be up there with those elite teams, we've got to be more consistent on the offensive side of the ball.
Hey, man, it's all about winning games. You stopped the Panthers when you needed to, although that defense looked vulnerable, especially in the middle of the field. I don't like that linebacking core covering and pass coverage, although Jason Witten is now in the booth, as we were painfully reminded of last Monday in that Saints debacle. But moving forward, again, past this Panthers game, you're right there at the top of the division. This is a golden opportunity. How do you think the coaching staff should approach this game this week? They approached the Panthers game with a sense of urgency. They were angry. How do you keep that same fire under the team going into this Cowboys game?
Well, I think you gotta let Dak Prescott beat you on Sunday with his arm and not his leg. You gotta contain Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, I know we're gonna do eight in the box, but we can't let Dak Prescott beat you. He doesn't have a lot of weapons. I mean, Cole Beasley is probably the only guy. I would really pay attention to Tavon Austin because I can see Tavon, where this would game.
Tavon may not play, though. He's looking like he's not going to play.
Okay, well, if he's not there, that's a good thing. That's one less option that Dallas has. And then they have a tight end named Swan who, if we're trying to figure out who's gonna replace Witt, because you lost Witt and you lost Dez Bryant in your passing attack, and you have not really found an individual to kind of fill those shoes. It's going to be tough, and I think Washington's defense needs to continue to put pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, the secondary played decent, I think, last week, and Josh Norman finally made some plays. So I just want the defense to continue to be consistent, you know, stopping these guys on third downs and making plays and watch his offense to score touchdowns, and I think we'll be fine.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. So what would it do for Alex Smith, Skins image, if he beats the Cowboys at FedEx? Because this team is this team under Jay Gruden has never beaten the Cowboys at FedEx.
Well, not only for Alex, but for Jay, as you mentioned. I mean, winning against the Cowboys is arguably the most important game on the calendar. And winning at home is so important because this is our rival. I mean, everyone knows Dan Snyder wants Washington to beat the Cowboys. The fans want the Redskins to beat the Cowboys. So, and Jay's, you know, defense, they got to win. This will be the one game this season that'll have a full packed house. We've had some games this season where it's been pretty empty. I think Dallas on Sunday is going to bring a full house. So Washington really needs to show, you know, their fan base and the rest of the league that they're serious, that they're a legitimate first place team. And I hope that Alex Smith is up for the challenge.
All right, Lex, who wins, brother? I picked the Cowboys. Sorry, bro.
Somebody on the phone. Is that a Falcons fan that picked the Cowboys?
that is the Cowboys.
Oh, I can't wait till November 4th. We're going to have a fun week before the Falcons. And the Falcons have lost everybody. So, hey, say that.
I'm just trying to understand. I know there was a Falcons fan, you know, back there.
You know who it is. You know who that is. You know who that is. You know who he picked.
Hey, I'm going with Washington. I think Washington is going to do a much better job, you know, up front than they did last week. I think they're going to protect Alex Smith. I think Alex Smith is going to have his best game of the season.
Ooh, and I think Washington, that's a bold prediction.
I like it.
He's going to shock the world and beat Dallas by 14 points.
Washington can win. Sunday. Don't get me wrong. They have to close. They didn't close well against Carolina.
And
that scared everybody. All half the FedEx field was scared. The half that was there, I mean, it was still a lot of empty seats.
No, I'm with you. They have to close. I also have the Skins beating the Cowboys. But not by 14. I think it'll be a little closer. But hey, if it's by 14, that means that's no headaches. That's stress free. You know, I can chill, kick my feet up and relax. That'd be a good week. That'd be a good week right there.
Good week for you guys. I don't care.
It sure would. Shut up. Hey, Lex, before we let you go, man, let our listeners know about what you got going on and also your social media stuff.
Hey, well, guys, we got Howard and Morgan State this weekend. Night game in Baltimore. Should be an interesting game. I get to see Cam's little brother. Saw Cam last week.
He's a beast.
His little brother, he's quarterback Howard. And he's having a pretty good season, I'm excited about that. Of course, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Lex Diamonds without the A. You know, always got to rep the music, Trance Falsetto. He's opening up for Bobby Valentino tonight in Raleigh. So right now, as I'm talking sports, Trance is on stage performing. So great night for Valiant Entertainment.
Well, hey, Lex, man, thanks for being on, man. You know, we appreciate you, my man.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you, and thanks for having me. And let's go Redskins.
Let's go Skins,
beat
man.
The Cowboys.
Let's beat the Cowboys. We want Dallas. All right, Lex.
All right, guys.
All right. Again, that is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network, weekly contributor to the Urban Sports scene and All Skins Everything. We'll continue this Cowboys talk with Mike Harsh from AM 1300, The Zone, up in Austin, Texas, after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports scene for ages. You dig? Deuces.
Big pimpin', baby. That's right. Big pimpin', spinning cheese. G-G-G-G-G-G. You know I thug them, hug them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust or need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good, with diamond cuts, gonna freeze them. First time they fuss, I'm breezing. Talk about what's the reasons. I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, mama. Better trust and believe them. In the cup where I keep them, till I need the work, till I need to beat it up, then it's BB, then I'm picking them up, then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger piston cuffs, divorce them and split his bucks. Just because you got good sex, I'ma break bread so you could be living it up. I toss with nothing, y'all be frontin'.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene of Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia. Ray and Wiley are your hosts. We'll tease out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us, leave us a comment. Also, do the same for us on Google Play. Right now, we have co-host of Bottom Line on iHeartRadio AM 1300 The Zone, Mike Harge online. What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, fam? You good?
Yeah, but it's going on. You know what? We are blessed. When we set the show up, I had said, a guy coming up from enemy territory, and I messed up. You're not an enemy, all right? You're not the enemy, all right? And this is like, even though it's Redskins Cowboys week, it's all love here.
I appreciate that, because it is all love for about 5 more minutes.
I know that's right. All right, so you all just had a big victory over the Jags. What is the temperature up there with the Cowboys, and how are they viewing the Washington Redskins?
Well, here's the true thing, man. For the last couple of weeks, I've been off. Believe it or not, I've been off the Cowboys bandwagon.
Wow, okay.
Not in a bad way, but it's just, you sit and you look at the same program. And I call it a program because Jerry's treating it like it's college.
It's like it's college.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a college situation, man. I'm upset. I'm upset every week. And I'm like, okay, Jerry, what are you going to do different? Are we going to try to change up the offense? Well, this is what we got. We got us an option quarterback.
Ooh.
That is playing quarterback in the NFL.
Wow, okay.
And then you look at it and you say, well, I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. I can throw a ball further than Dak. And I ain't played quarterback since my senior year in high school, Doc. Real talk.
Hey, Mike.
But I like Dak, and I like the situation, but I think the way that they have him set up, it's a setup to fail.
Mm. Hey, Mike, let me ask you this real quick, man. This is Ray. Now, I don't know if you're old enough to remember Herschel Walker being a member of the Cowboys, but do you feel like...
I was there for the trade, bro.
Oh, all right. I was just making sure. I'm just checking you. I don't know. You might be young, which is not a bad thing either. But
I'm old school, baby. I'm old school. I've been following this team since I came out the womb.
All right. Well, you're going to see where I'm coming from. Are they wasting Ezekiel Elliott's talent similar to how Herschel Walker was wasted back in the day?
I would say yeah, to a certain extent, because of the fact that he has an opportunity to do a lot more because he has a quarterback. He's not dealing with Steve Palour and all Gary Hogaboom. He's got a quarterback that actually can do something to take some a little bit of the pressure off of him. A little bit. The problem is this, and this is 100% truth. You know, I look at the Washington Redskins, and you look at the wide receivers that they have.
Mm-hmm.
I would take Josh Dobson as the number one.
Because he's seen him at TCU. Because he's seen him.
I watched him.
Yeah,
I watched him grow up.
Not TCU, though.
You know? But here's the difference. Here's the difference between him and Michael Gallup.
Okay.
Alex Smith is not a guy. He got done because he wasn't pressing the ball by the field, down the field. Alex Smith was the number one overall draft pick. Dak was a fourth rounder for a reason. Alex was the number one for a reason. Alex, the reason why Alex Smith hadn't had that much success, let's just be honest. He had five coaches and offensive coordinators while he was in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
And some bad ones, too.
Dak has the exact same one. And the offensive coordinator. And he hadn't evolved yet. And people will sit there and say, man, I don't think Mike is a Dallas Cowboy fan. I mean, check my Instagram @hardballhards. Hey, check @hardballhards H A R D G E. Check my Twitter @hardballhards.
you'll see me. I'm not in a uniform. I got the shirt. I got the pullover. I got the hat. I went to the star for Big 12 Media Days. Uh-huh. And my son was playing in Frisco for a soccer game. He's 10. I took my family to the star to take pictures over there. So don't get it twisted as Mike ain't even a Cowboy fan. Mike is 100% Cowboy fan. The problem is this. I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of watching the same thing every single weekend. And as a Washington Redskins fan, you can understand it because you're tired of it too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mike.
If you look at our division, why are the Eagles so much better? They got lucky. They got lucky, to be honest with you, man. I know Nick Foles. I know his daddy. I know Nick from here. I hang out with him. We play in golf tournaments together all the time. Nick is a solid quarterback, and I really, truly believe in Nick. I'm mad Jerry Jones didn't sign him because if you look at if Dak Prescott gets hurt tomorrow, we're dealing with Cooper Rush. Y'all have Colt McCoy and every Texas fan in the state of Texas, the Washington. You go up and down the East Coast, they will take Colt every day over someone named Cooper Rush.
Hey, Mike, man, I didn't realize how much Texas ties the Redskins had till now. Adrian Peterson, too, I know we could talk about him. But
right.
real quick, I want to just piggyback on something you said. You mentioned you would take Josh Dotson as a number one receiver, which many around here are not feeling him right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For obvious reason, he hasn't produced, and maybe he hasn't had the opportunity. He's been injured in some other things. But Dez Bryant, he's out there on the market. As a guy who's watched the Cowboys for all these years, do you think the Redskins should sign a guy like Dez?
I do believe that, and I'm surprised. Honest to goodness, I am surprised Dez has not been signed. I watch him. I've seen him. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm critical of every single move, just like Redskins fans.
Of course.
I mean, y'all are ready to get rid of everybody, just like we are.
Yeah, it's so true.
This is what we grew up on. This is the teams that we've rooted for all of our lives. We've seen the growth. We've seen the struggle. We've seen the failures. Dez Bryant was not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Dez really, I mean, if you break it down, Tony Romo's biggest problem was what? He took too many risks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott's problem is he doesn't take enough risk.
Yeah.
So, you know, you sit there. I mean, how many games has How many games has Dak Prescott thrown over 200 yards? I mean, you can really literally count them on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's embarrassing for this NFL that we are dealing with now. A lot of people around here have been calling the NFL like the Big 12. Everybody can let it fly.
Yeah.
Everybody should be passing over 300, 400 yards. But those guys aren't a success story in the NFL from the Big 12. So you sit and you look at it, it's like, you asked me about Josh Dotson. Yeah, I think Josh could be in the right system because he was that. It's a big dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they're using him in the wrong way.
Mm. Ooh. So.
Same. I think he should be one of the guys that you should stretch.
Okay.
And I think he's another guy that you need to bring across the middle.
Okay. So he's not. Well, you look at Josh Dotson as a route. I mean, you watched him in TCU more than probably we did, and I thought I watched enough of him. But I mean, obviously, you saw him more than I did. Do you think he's could he be a decent route runner? Because I thought he would be a poor man. AJ Green.
I think he could be a decent route runner, but the person that I think you can use him as the big wide receiver that can go and fight for a ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. It's like you Gaz ain't a good route runner either.
Yeah.
But if you throw it up to him, he gonna fight. And that is the thing. Like everybody kept saying, well, we're gonna make this team Dak friendly. Dak hasn't thrown over 200 yards
in 4 or 5 games this year. 5. Come on, man. You know what's been keeping the Cowboys in the game?
That defense.
That defense, number 2 in the NFL.
Yeah. That defense is it's been very impressive. Very impressive.
Impressive. They haven't turned it over. Yeah. Like, just recently, they just turned it over.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you that about the defense. So on that defense, who would you say is their best player on the defense?
Well, to be honest with you, and if you've listened to our show on AM 1300, the Zone, IR Radio, bro, I have been going nuts about Van Der Esch. I was so mad about them drafting him. I was like, what are they doing? This dude ain't even played 11-man football. He was hurt at Boise State. And look at our roster. Look at the Cowboys roster. Mm-hmm. I think they got 5 guys that are starting from Boise State. Would you draft Boise State players?
Not really.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I think they got 5 of them on there. DeMarcus Lawrence is raising hell. And Leighton Van Der Esch has shown up so big on film that it has driven me nuts because I was not a fan at all. But this dude, he is going to replace Sean Lee strictly because of the fact Sean Lee loves being hurt. Loves it. Loves it. You know, because, you know, the biggest story that you ever heard was the Cowboys can't win with Sean Lee.
Yeah, that used to be a big
thing. They have won 3 games without Sean Lee.
That is amazing.
So when you break it down, you look at it, you're like, okay. Yeah, I thought that. But now it's like, okay, it's kind of like the Texas Longhorns.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at them and you're like, well, they can't win with this. They can't win with this. Well, they're 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys are 3-3.
Oh, yeah, Maryland beat Texas.
Right, that's what I'm saying, man. I knew you had to throw that out there, dog. I'm still sick with it. All right, and I'm telling you right now, people here, they ain't forgot either. They ain't forgot.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. We have co-host the Bottom Line on iHeartRadio, AM 1300, The Zone. Mike Harge on the line. So, Mike, before we let you go, Mike, let our listeners know about your radio show and also with how they can catch you on social media.
On social media, you can meet me at you can meet me at Hardball Harge, HARDGE, on Instagram and on Twitter. And then you can follow us on at AM 1300 The Zone on Instagram and Twitter. And then you can follow us on, or you can listen to us every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Central Time on iHeartRadio. And it's called The Bottom Line with Chip Brown and Hardball Harge.
Oh, man. Hey, Mike, man, we appreciate you being on. Hopefully, you know, we'll have you on next time when the game's in Texas.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm just gonna tell you this right now.
All right, man.
I'm telling you right now. I'm nervous about this weekend.
We nervous too, Mike. We nervous too. Don't get it twisted. This game is always, you own us at home. The Cowboys own the Skins at home. We haven't beat, Jay Gruden hasn't beaten this team at home yet, so.
You got a different quarterback now, man. You got a different quarterback.
I know, right? I know. Hey, Mike, we appreciate you, my man.
I appreciate you having me.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Bet.
Again, man, that is Mike Harge, co-host of Bottom Line iHeartRadio AM 1300, The Zone. So make sure you check this show out.
Pretty dope. Yeah, when you hear about Josh Dotson, when you think about.
That's cool that you got another point of view.
Texas ties.
Yeah.
You think about. People still loving Colt McCoy and would take him as a backup quarterback out there. It shows you that the Redskins may have some talent that we don't appreciate.
That ain't that the truth. Well, it's time to wrap this show up. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homie.